listening to Get Sports Radio.
Get Sports Info Podcast. I am your host, Dan Claskins. Happy to be back with you once again, talking a little fantasy football. GetSportsInfo.com. It's the home of the podcast. You can subscribe on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, and SoundCloud. We're there too. And I am so pumped up, just over a week away from the start of the 2017 NFL season. It is August the 29th, and we are just a week from Thursday. We are 9 days away from that very first game of the season, and I am super pumped about it. We're wrapping up our preseason division previews here today in this episode, talking some NFC West and a lot of news out there going on in training camp, a lot of evolving situations. I'm talking about it all the time on Twitter. Follow me at Dan Claskins, and I will be happy to help you. We're going to be helping you all season long here at GetSportsInfo.com, and you can still find the cheat sheet, the Get Sports Info cheat sheet, now in its 15th season. It's free rankings, and James Rapine, one of our up-and-rising stars in the industry, one hell of a fantasy player, and he'll be keeping the rankings. He's been doing our studs, duds, and sleepers. Those are back to this season. As far as my podcast, I got some exciting things. We'll wrap up this here today with the final of our division preview sounding off on these last four teams. Then I'm going to check in one more time before the season with my 2017 bold predictions episode. And then we'll start up our weekly grind a week here on Friday before the season. Every Friday, I'll be doing a podcast looking at matchups, making some picks, telling you who to start, who to sit, latest injury news type of stuff on Fridays, as well as a Monday night podcast, early look at the waiver wire, handing out some of those Get Sports game balls. So two podcasts a week throughout the season's the goal. You can also, if you're in the Cincinnati area, I'm happy to say, been invited to be part of Fox 19's morning show weekly, starting on Fridays, September the 8th. So Friday mornings, you'll be seeing me there talking some fantasy as well. So the SoundCloud, you can get all my takes here, the podcast, Bust My Segments with Mo Egger, the Get Sports Info SoundCloud. Check that out. While you're at Get Sports Info, check out the new email service I'm offering. Going premium with it, folks, but I'm your assistant coach this season, and it's a heck of a deal. Just less than a dollar a week. Go to Fantasy under the Get Sports Info Fantasy tab and search for email advice. Get the details there, all my plans, guaranteed email advice. My bandwidth has gotten to the point I can't answer every single question that comes in, but rest assured, get part of this package, and they will get answered, and promptly as well. My work at Pro Football Focus, wrapping up my preseason articles, my consistency series, my deep sleepers for the AFC and NFC. I went team by team. It's all there. Check out the PFF Elite and Edge packages. And if you go on Get Sports Info and get my PFF deals under the Fantasy tab, not only if you buy that Pro Football Focus package, you can get my email coach part of it absolutely free. If you go in through that link, check out the complete details there. And speaking of my rankings, little shakeups going on and, sort of polishing up here. I've started to look at week one a little bit, but I'm really focused on this final tune-up of my rankings, so I'll be updating them throughout the week at Pro Football Focus. But as it stands today, a lot of interesting things. I'm still Odell Beckham. I moved him back a bit. I still am not backing off of him that much, folks, and the news a little optimistic. So I got him hovering in that six range, but I'll tell you what, I've been in these drafts and more good drafts. National Fantasy Football Day was Saturday. I drafted three times, folks, in addition to hosting the Saturday morning SiriusXM show, Fantastic Insider Football, with my guy James Adams. We went down to Louisville that night. We had the Fantastic Staff Draft right after that. We even did a draft on Play Draft. You ever tried that out? The best balls and stuff. We did a draft on the way to draft in Louisville. We had about an hour and a half car ride. Hey, James, what would you want to do on a draft? How about we draft on the way to the draft? Pretty cool there. Love that. By the way, the deal at InsiderFootball.com, you get the Fantastic package. That's the software for drafting or auctions, plus the in-season content, insiderfootball.com. Just make a $10 deposit. Do so at the sign-up page at insiderfootball.com. Check it out as well. Drafts were good, though. Lots of them. Still some ahead. SiriusXM draft tomorrow night here in less than an hour. I'm in the Beat Mike Dempsey League in the online fantasy championship there with Scout. Finished up my KFFC Louisville team. That was interesting. Wow, I ended up with three straight running backs out of the board there. And you can check out on my Twitter, at Dan Claskins, for the board to that. We've just had drafts galore. I got to be honest. I've got to make a cheat sheet for the drafts that I'm in to figure out how many freaking leagues I've got right now, because I've lost track. A lot of mocks, a lot of best balls. I've really got to start prioritizing some things. So we're going to spend some time with that over the holiday weekend. But the final draft, Couch Potato Football, 18 years, my hometown league, and looking forward to seeing a lot of my good buddies. It's you know, fantasy's fun, but there's nothing better than those guys in those long-standing leagues. It's the same guys, the same people. So hope you're enjoying your draft season. And now let's get into the NFC West preview. It is our final divisional preview. Go back on the site. They're all up there. Some of them are a little older. We've been doing this a couple months. I mean, for crying out loud, this is episode 19. But I will say, we've stuck to it, and the audience is growing. I appreciate the reviews, the feedback. Let me know. You can email me, getsportsinfo@gmail.com. Also on Twitter, as I said, at Dan Claskins. Let's start here, though, with the Seattle Seahawks backfield breakdown. And tell you what, it's a pretty dicey situation here. And in Seattle, beyond all the mess of running backs that are in this backfield, you have the worst offensive line. They've been hit by injury already. And it's a crowded situation. Eddie Lacy's brought in. He's looked terrible. He's looked terrible for 2 years, people. This guy is just plummeting down my board right now. And Thomas Rawls, I mean, he could get into the mix, but he hasn't proven to be a long guy. Neither is CJ Procise. I mean, he's a home run hitter. I love Procise in a PPR. But, dude, let's face it. I mean, the guy is far from a given. He's made of glass himself. And then you got the emerging Chris Carson, who's become the internet icon this August. You get one every preseason. I'm not saying I don't believe in the guy, but, man, that hype train's rolling pretty fast. So, anyway... Bottom line is, I'm not really trying to get too many shares of any of these things. I do find myself in PPR leagues, round 9, 10. Procise, the guy I'm willing to take there as my RB4 or 5 or whatever he is, because the ceiling is high. And the risk at that point in the draft, there's really not a lot to it. So, I don't know. I don't have any shares of the rest of the guys as of yet. I'm not sure I will. How high on my board is Russell Wilson? That's the next one I want to get into, because I've got him squarely sitting here at number 4 in my ranks. And that's a spot that Andrew Luck once held. But since he's fallen down, Wilson just bumped up to 4. And Russell Wilson's a great quarterback. But this line situation's also got me scared about him a little bit. Coming off a season where he was a little dinged up, played through it. But I don't know. I think he's still a great guy. But I don't know. In the KFFC in Louisville, does that this weekend. Now, this is a high-stakes event. I tend to go upside in high-stakes event. I didn't want to go quarterback, but there wasn't much else I liked at the back end of round 8. And I was sitting on 4 receivers and 3 running backs at that point. All the tight ends I liked were off the board. So I had my pick of Russell Wilson, Matt Ryan was off the board. It was Russell Wilson, Kirk Cousins, Jameis Winston, Marcus Mariota. And then some. But those are pretty much the 4 guys on my board. And I leapfrog Russell Wilson on the spot there where my money was online. I actually leapfrogged Russell Wilson and reached for Kirk Cousins, who I think this Redskins offense has a chance to be prolific if it can all stay healthy and gel together here. And they like to pass the ball. And nothing against Russell Wilson. I was just like, man, I could see Cousins as being me the type of guy that gets into one of these main events where you're competing against hundreds of teams and having those big weeks. Not to say Russell Wilson's not capable of it. What I'm getting at is I'm a little more scared about the line than I realized. And that could have an impact in my final projection. I still am a Russell Wilson fan. But he's a guy that has to follow me round 8, 9. In a hometown league, he's a safer pick. I'll give you that. Wide receiver 1 or not, Doug Baldwin. I've been asked that question too. And you know, he's a guy that I'm believing in PPR leagues. He's steady. Not, you know, if you take away some of his rough stretches there, I did a 3-year breakdown, and 3 years ago, throw that season out. But these last couple years, he's really emerged as a guy that's steady and consistent. He is Russell Wilson's guy. I do think he's going to finish as a top 12 wide receiver. And you know, I'm looking at my PPR current rankings right now as they sit at Pro Football Focus. And, you know, if you're, God, what a great set of rankings you get there between myself and Jeff Ratcliffe and Pat Thorman and Ty Lochner and Scott Barrett and Daniel Kelly. I mean, you're talking about some guys that have been ranked pretty high up for a number of years and the consensus ranking. But I love putting my rankings up against theirs, and it lets me know, okay, this is the guys that I'm really bullish on. But Doug Baldwin is a guy that, you know, fits the bill for me. I've got him at number 9. I like him more than T.Y. Hilton. I like him more than Dez Bryant. I like him more than Amari Cooper and DeAndre Hopkins. So Doug Baldwin, I like him. I think late round, I'm rolling the dice on Paul Richardson and Tyler Lockett. They both have some upside. Richardson's a real deep sleeper. Outside of that, you know, Jimmy Graham, we like him too, but he's going to cost you. And, you know, it just depends on what's there in the draft when he falls to you, whether or not you're going to pull the trigger. So there's your Seattle Seahawks. Let's go to the desert and take a look at the Arizona Cardinals. And this is a good team to look at for one main reason. They have the best player in football. That's right, David Johnson. I have been back and forth and back and forth, but you know what David Johnson has that Le'Veon Bell doesn't? He doesn't have the risk of missing games for stupid things. Lev Bell has proven to be a little bit hot-headed at times. And this holdout, I mean, while it's not a big thing, I don't know. It's left a bad taste in my mouth. Don't kid yourself. I'd love to have Le'Veon Bell on any of my fantasy teams. He's going to have a monster season. But to me, I get the same upside with less risk and younger legs in a guy like David Johnson, where he's not competing for Antonio Brown for the catches because Johnson is the man. Now, all running backs of this workload and this caliber are risk to durability, but that could change it all. But David Johnson, as we enter the last week of August, I firmly have as my number one overall pick. And that's a fence that I've been back and forth on, but I think I've landed on my spot. I look at the rest of this Arizona football team, though, and I do have my concerns. I mean, Carson Palmer and Larry Fitzgerald, both of them considered retirement this offseason. And quite frankly, I think Palmer, at the very least, should have taken that road. I mean, this guy is a step slower than what we've seen, and he's getting old. The turnovers have been there. I think the window for this whole offense was 2 years ago, and it's slowly closing. So Arizona's passing attack, because of David Johnson, though, Palmer's going to have value. But you got to think about Carson Palmer. And, you know, he's been pretty durable the past 5 years. I'll give him that. But this guy had significant injuries. I mean, the 2005 with the Bengals and 2008, 2014, you're talking about torn ACLs on two separate occasions. At this point of his career, he has no mobility. Sacked 40 times last year. 40 times, and he's only scored one rushing touchdown in the past 4 years. So, I don't know. This team made the playoffs in 2014 and really good that year, and in 2015 as well. But 7-8-1 last season. I think the best days are behind this team. And Carson Palmer is the start of it all. And Larry Fitzgerald, I mean, I don't know, man. I mean, as long as you're drafting the 2017 version of Larry Fitzgerald and you're getting him, expecting that, and at the right price, I think name recognition still has his ADP higher to where I'm not buying at that particular level, and that's why I don't have any shares. And I'm not saying the guy's done in PPR leagues, but you know, he's not consistent anymore, and the touchdowns just aren't there. And if I think Palmer's going to fall apart, this thing gets even more scary, so I'm not investing there. I might, however, throw a late-round dart at John Brown. Yeah, John Brown, the breakdown, it's pretty simple. The guy has had a number of issues, and soft tissue issues, the sickle cell issue last season, his health and this, and he's already been dinged up in the preseason, and man, his stock is pretty much fallen to where you can get him pretty late in drafts right now. And here's the thing. He's still going to be the wide receiver too on this team if he can stay on the field. So if you're getting him in those later rounds, I'm good with that. The guy has the potential. Yeah, I don't like Arizona and Palmer and Fitzgerald. They're declining. But if it comes to you in round 10 or 12 or whatever, you're at that's part of the draft. John Brown is the second best receiver on this football team. And there's no question if he stays on the field, he's going to be involved. But, you know, will he stay on the field is the question. the San Francisco 49ers. I mean, here's a football team that I don't think enough people are talking about in fantasy circles, to be quite honestly, because it's been so brutal there. The Chip Kelly years turned that offense basically into Siberia for fantasy players. But I'll tell you this, man. I've been watching this preseason. There's a lot of things I like about this football team, and I think they are a team that could offer some sneaky fantasy value, and it starts with Carlos Hyde. Yeah, I'm on the wagon, people, and I know not a lot of you are. It's a love-hate thing. There is no in-between on Carlos Hyde, but he's durability. If you're telling me injuries are the reason that you don't like Carlos Hyde because you don't think he's going to play half the season, okay. I'll let you have it because it's hard to argue against it given his track record. Now, that said, I think that if you're telling me that you just think the guy sucks, then I'm suggesting you haven't really watched him play enough because Carlos Hyde, he's a risky guy. I'm not reaching for him, but I've seen him go in the fourth. I've got him in the fourth round in a few leagues already. Fifth round, he's going in other leagues, and he's productive when he's healthy, people. 4.6 yards a carry last season. That's eighth among the 19 running backs with at least 200 carries. I love his 6 foot, 235-pound frame and 9 touchdowns last season for that team. Are you kidding me? Kyle Shanahan's in town. They got a quarterback that's capable. We'll get to all that in a minute. But rest assured, you should be rolling with Carlos Hyde as a high-end RB2 at a hell of a price. Yeah, let's talk about how sneaky good the rest of the team is because Brian Hoyer, he's sneaky good. I'm not going to spoil one of my bold predictions for the next episode on the Get Sports Info podcast, but I will say this. Hoyer has familiarity. He has job security. He has some weapons around him. I think that you could do a lot worse as a QB2 and a 12-team league in 2017. Pierre Garçon has always been a player that in PPR leagues has been a pretty steady performer. Well, he was especially that when the last season he played with Kyle Shanahan calling his plays. Garcia led the league in receptions that season, and now he finds himself here in San Francisco where they don't have a ton of weapons, at least not a lot of proven ones. And what we have here is a veteran that is that blanket. I like what I've seen from him in the preseason, and you know, they made a pretty aggressive move in free agency. I know that was a long time ago, but they gave him $17 million in guaranteed money. And you look at there, and like I said, with Shanahan, you go back to that 2013 season. That was Garcon's career best, 113 receptions. He had 1,346 yards, and rest assured, the targets are going to be there. Now, touchdowns don't really come a lot with this guy, but I will say this. I think that the volume's going to be there. If he's your wide receiver 3, even in a standard format, he's at least going to give you consistent yards. But in PPR leagues, this guy's a very solid prospect here as being a top 30 receiver. So don't let him fall too far in your drafts before you go Garcon. Now let's look at the Los Angeles Rams, Sean McVay, the youngest coach in football. I'm almost old enough to be dude's dad. I mean, not quite. Let's call him the older uncle here. But the problem is Jeff Fisher was so old and antiquated that I don't know how to really assess this football team with this new fresh face. These Rams appear to be exciting. It hasn't been very consistent during the preseason, but I like what they did in the offseason, starting with the new head coach. They also went out and brought in Andrew Whitworth to beat off that offensive line. And as a disgruntled Bengal fan looking at the new offensive line, I can tell you they'll enjoy that. They've added some other pieces, too, across the board. And Todd Gurley, now entering his third season, is one of the more interesting names. He's a second-round running back, and that's where he's going. I think the upside's there for big things. I'm anxious to see how he gets out of the gate, especially with a Colts matchup there early in the season. This guy is a hell of a running back, and I'm hoping that they figure out a way to use him. I still like him in the second round. I haven't ended up with him too many spots, but it's not like I hate him there. It just hasn't happened for me. The receiver rundown is more interesting. I mean, Sammy Watkins, he moves over from Buffalo, and it's probably a good thing. I mean, we might not realize it now, but the Bills are a sinking ship, and Watkins now has a new start with a team that's interested in looking at him for the future. Jared Goff is not Tyrod Taylor when it comes to the deep ball, which helped make Watkins into a big-time playmaker for Buffalo in fantasy. But I will say this. I think that Watkins still is probably going to fall down enough now where his upside alone as a playmaker, regardless of his team, makes him a pretty appealing commodity. I've got him as in PPR leagues a little bit lower, but he's a fringe top 25 wide receiver to me with, as always, an extremely high ceiling. The other wide receivers on the team, they did add Robert Woods in free agency, and I don't know. I liked him a little bit, maybe. I mean, as a bench commodity, potentially. I mean, before the arrival of Watkins. But it is interesting that these guys, now two former teammates, playing together again in this offense. But the real buzz this preseason has centered more around the rookie wide receiver in Cooper Kupp. And he's a guy that I've seen going pretty high in some drafts. And I do like the kid. I liked him coming into the draft. I know it didn't go well for him in some of the offseason, you know, combines and things. But here's a player, 58 on my board right now. I don't know. I think that's not going to be high enough for you to get him. If you want him, you're going to have to reach because others like him. I don't say I don't like him. I just say I need to see a little bit more before I jump all in. Same thing could be said for Jared Goff, the quarterback, who's now in his second season. And let's just give the kid a second chance, a clean start. I mean, there are pros and cons to his game. And we know that he's probably not the elite number one overall pick like some before him. But he now has McVay and this new hope of offense. Has some young weapons. They've added Gerald Everett, and I like Tyler Higbee, the other young tight end here. Those are dynasty guys, or maybe in really deep leagues, you can look at him as options too. But Goff is a guy that I'm not giving up on yet. He's probably not worth in redraft leagues right now. Best left for the waiver wire. But if you have him in dynasty, hold on a little bit longer. Let's give him a second chance. I hope you give me a second chance and subscribe to the podcast if you don't already. You can do so on iTunes, Google Play, SoundCloud, and Stitcher too. As always, follow me at GetSportsInfo is the podcast Twitter. And if you want to follow me and talk some fantasy, do so at Dan Claskins on Twitter as well. GetSportsInfo.com is where you can get our GSI cheat sheet. And also where you can learn more about my great deals on the PFF Edge and my email coach service ready to help you dominate in 2017. We'll wrap up our preseason podcast with our final one, episode 19, when we return a little bit later on in the week. It's going to be my 2017 bold predictions. You won't want to miss that. Until then, I'm Dan Claskins. Thanks for listening in to the Get Sports Info Podcast.